Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are previewing President Donald Trump's speech to a joint session of Congress expected later today here in Washington, D.C. But first, Europe is scrambling to take the lead in planning an end to the Ukraine conflict, and U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday paused all military aid to Ukraine after a contentious Oval Office meeting last week where he castigated Ukraine's leader. Major capitals across nearly all the world's time zones turned their eye to this conflict and the White House. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Fallout on both sides of the Atlantic Monday and mounting European concerns about Ukraine's future after last week's contentious exchange between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That Oval Office blow-up ended a rare earths mineral deal that Trump argued was key for continuing U.S. support for Ukraine. On Monday, the business-minded president hammered in his increasingly blunt point. If Ukraine wants to survive, he said, Zelensky needs to make a peace deal.
We have to make a deal, and the deal can be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It can be made very fast. I believe that Russia wants to make a deal. I believe certainly the people of Ukraine want to make a deal.
Earlier Monday, Trump posted a message on social media, blasting Zelensky's strident concerns that the brutal ground war would continue much longer. Russia invaded in 2022. Analysts say they can't predict Trump's next move on the business deal that holds this all together.
It's still unclear what Trump's plan really is. What we can also see, what has emerged over the weekend, is that Europe is stepping up to do more to deter Russia.
Zelensky left the White House Friday and flew across the Atlantic into the arms of European allies. Prime Minister Keir Starmer put muscle into that embrace at Westminster on Monday, reiterating Britain's offer of peacekeepers and announcing $2 billion for 5,000 air defense missiles for Ukraine.
Mr. Speaker, it is right that Europe do the heavy lifting to support peace on our continent. But to succeed, this effort must also have strong U.S. backing.
And also Monday, the two men at the center of this grueling war delivered their messages to the world, showing how far apart they are on this conflict that has bogged down Europe for 3 years.
I think that on an equal level, the U.S. support will continue because failure of Ukraine is just not success of Vladimir Putin. It is the failure of Europe. It is the failure of the United States of America. I think we are all interested in not giving Putin an opportunity to win.
And a spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
They want the war to continue. Therefore, in this situation, of course, Washington's efforts and Moscow's readiness alone will clearly not be enough. A crucial element is missing.
Meanwhile, Beijing also expressed wishes for a resolution.
China is not the creator or a party to the Ukraine crisis, and we support all efforts conducive to peacefully resolving the issue. We hope all parties concerned will work out a lasting and sustainable solution that addresses each other's concerns.
And as night fell in Washington, the White House confirmed to VOA that it had ramped up the pressure, saying the administration is pausing and reviewing our aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. And Trump teased to his next big announcement on Ukraine.
We're making a speech. You probably heard about it tomorrow night, so I'll let you know tomorrow night.
That will be his address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, Washington time. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, We bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Asia on our VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. U.S. President Donald Trump will address Congress tonight, capping some of the most important first weeks of any U.S. presidency, usually known as the State of the Union. In non-inauguration years, the address will provide Trump with a public stage to lay out his vision for the U.S. economy and immigration policy and allow him to defend recent decisions to cut the federal workforce and confront Ukrainian President Zelensky. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Zimbabwean political commentators based here in the U.S., Professor Elliot Masocha in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Prof. Masocha.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Mr. Raphael Mtombeni based in Texas. Welcome to the show, Mtombeni.
Thank you.
We also have on the line Mr. Kuda Bejana, also based in Texas. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bejana.
Happy to be here, Mr. Nube. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We'll start with you, Prof. Masocha. What are you expecting to hear from President Trump this evening, Prof. Masocha?
Oh, big issues that I expect to hear from President Trump, some of the things he had been saying during his campaign, immigration is going to be a big thing, in his domestic policy to make sure that borders are, closed as he feels like. And he's also going to tout and talk about his successes so far. In terms of downsizing the government, that's through the Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, and what he has achieved so far. Definitely is going to talk about the issue of diversity, equity, and inclusion, that he signed an executive order to stop that. And the other big issues that has been going on recently is are the wars in Russia, and also in Gaza between Israel and Palestine. But and I see a little bit more of a focus on Russia and Ukraine, what is going on right now, and again, what are we looking forward to? Because we saw what happened. It wasn't good on both sides, but I think his goal now is to make things good and see that they can actually try to end that war in the short term.
Thank you so much, Prof. Masocha. Baba Mtombeni, sisiza kuwe lapha. Wena ubona ngani umbiko kaMongameli Trump? Singabona ugxila kuziphi indaba nxa sikhayela ukuthi abanye okuzikhathi ezidlulileyo babe ngani baphatha kakhulu okwenzakala lapha eMelika. Singabona na ekhuluma ngendaba ziphi, njalo singabona echaphela njalo okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe.
Yep, mina ngibona ngathi indaba enkulu azakhuluma ngayo izabile emqoka engene phakathi kobusuku namhla eyomthelo lo okuthiwa ngama-terrace. Uzakhuluma ngayo leyo, njalo ekhuluma ngayo uzabe engumuntu okhuluma njengomuntu onguye ophezulu, kungayisikho ukuthi akubeke njengokuthi yinto ezakhathaza umkhonomi wakhe, lo mkhonomi walaba omakhelwana abangane abaseduze iCanada leMexico. Ngiyazi ukuthi iChina iphakathi, kodwa-ke kayithathi kakhulu njengomngane njengalaba ababili. Ngibona ngathi uzakhuluma ngalokho, abe sekhuluma njalo ngezinto ezimphakamisayo yena kakhulu, okuzabe kumphakamisa yena ukuthi sengenze lokhu lalokhu lalokhu lalokhu, khona lokhu esikubiza ngokuthi ngama-executive orders la. uzakhuluma ngakho lokho ukuthi usenzeni inyanga le eyodwa ele half engenile emsebenzini. Yiko okukhona engubonayo njalo njobe thintile lapho mfowethu uzakhuluma ngeRussia impi yeRussia leUkraine ukuthi ufuna ukuthi ayimise masinyane lanxa kube khona khona lokho esikubonileyo ungathi buqhangu obe khona phakathi kwamaqembu omabili ye uzazama ukuthi agezise ukuthi yena azibone esendaweni engcono kulaliyana abe yiyo yona.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Mthombeni. Mr. Bajana, ndezvipiwo zvimwe zvamuri kuona kunge zvingatarisirwa kuti zvinge zvitaura nemutungamiri weAmerica?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Nube. I think here this is, we are now 6 weeks into the new Trump administration, and today it's going to be a very wonderful platform for the president to continue setting the stage for his second term. As we have seen, as other speakers have alluded to, President Trump is setting the stage, is laying the foundation not only just for his second term, but for a completely new vision of America domestically and internationally. So today, definitely after the White House tussle that happened between him and the president of Ukraine, we expect that he is going to continue to shape the foreign policy narrative of the United States by explaining to Congress and to the American people and to the international community the shifting perspective of the American government in terms of that war and bringing it to an end and making sure that there is global peace in the world. So that conversation is going to be extremely important today. I think, you know, President Trump prides himself in being a great communicator. He is going to have his speech writers write very, very well about this war that is going on between Russia and Ukraine. And he's also going to have to explain and argue that it's very necessary for the United States and the Federation of Russia to have a better relationship and explain the geopolitics surrounding the necessity of that shift in foreign policy. And then he's also going to talk about his business economic policy. You know, we have heard of him imposing tariffs on our neighbors, China and Mexico and Canada. And I think tariffs are also coming for the European Union. He has to explain to the people why it's important for him to do that, why that is going to help with the reshoring of American companies and critical industries back to the United States. So today we expect to have him come out as a great foreign policy architect. We also expect him to come out as a great chief marketing officer who's marketing the business thesis of why America is a great business destination for investors and for businesses local and international.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bejana. Uchazile sibili laphana wachaya kwazwela. Prof. Masocha, everyone, like all eyes are on this address. Why is this address so important for the U.S.? Chichinoita kuti vanhu vange vakatarisira kuti vanzwe kuti mutungamiri wenyika ndezvipi zvaachatura. Sei iri address iri kukoshesva makoshesero airi kuitwa, Prof. Masocha?
You know, i-address ine zvakawanda zviripo. Tichitarisa isu nguva yava nava Trump pabasa.
kuti vaita zvimwe zvihombe zvisati zvamboitwa na president upi zvake wemuAmerica takatarisa kuimmigration kutakatarisa zvekare kudepartment of government efficiency kuri kunge mamwe mabasa achipera zvinhu zvisati zvamboitwa panguva doko doko nehurumende ipi zvayo saka vanhu vari kuteerera chaizvo muAmerica munoona pasi rose kuti vanatsokuona kuti gwara ravaTrump ravari kuda kutora America kuti inange nderipi racho nokuti zvavaita sezvo zvamboitwa nomumwe mutungamiriri muAmerica muno kuti vanobata vanhu vokunze vamwe vachibatwa tinge vachiiswa kumajera avo vamwe vachiiswa kunze zvekare vashandi vehurumende vamwe vachinzi mabasa avo apera saka ndosaka tichiona isi kuna mademonstration mamwe ari kuitika saka vachinomira ipapo vakateerwa navanhu vakawanda kuti vanatsokunzwisisa kuti saka upenyu hwedu muAmerica huchamira sei zvatiri kuona isiso kuti pava nehondo yehufumi yemitero yamatarifs kuti taisa matarifs kunana Canada, Mexico, China vabva vatirwa vavo namatarifs iwavo zvinhu hazvisi kuzooma here muAmerica ivo vaTrump vakati ivo zvinhu hazvisi kuzooma kana vapinda ivo saka vanokutsanangura kukuru zvikuru kwakateererwa muAmerica muno totarisa zvekare kunze kwenyika foreign policy yavo pasi rose rakamirira kuona kuti koihwo utungamiriri hweAmerica hwazikamwirwa America kwamakore huri kunanga papi tichitarisa isu kuti vakapinda vakamisa rubatsiro rweUSAID runovairwo rwaibetsera zvakawanda kuumba ukama ushamwari nohusahwira nenyika dzokunze saka nyika dzimwe dziri kuona kuti tasiwa here zvachose norubetsero norutungamiriri hweAmerica hwatanga tajaira pamwe chete tichiremekedza zvagumira pano here kana kuti pane zvimwe zviri kuuya nokutika zinda kupa zinda kutorera hazvisi zvokuti rubetsero rweAmerica rwaingopiwa nyika kwaakusinawo zvaibvako saka pane tarisiro yakawanda chaizvo kuti America zvayachinja mafambiro zvayachinja maitiro nokuda kwokuchinja mutungamiriri vaTrump vachashanda sei nenyika dzokunze nokuti kusimba kwenyika kweAmerica kusimba kweshamwari nehama dzayo dzinenge dziri kunze kwenyika
tinotenda vamasocha vava mutombeni uyabazalapha vakhuluma ngokuqakatheka kombiko lo ngombono wenu vava mutombeni umbiko kamongameli lo uqakatheke kanganani njalo inhloso enkulu ekhona lapha ngeyani nxa sikhayela ukuthi wonke umuntu ukhayelele ukuthi abe sizwa umongameli ekhuluma engabe inkulumo ezinje zibekwa zihloseni nxa sikhangela kusukusela sibili kudala ezikhathini ukuthi omongameli bahamba phambi kwe-Congress bekhulume njalo phambi kwelizwe lonke lamazwe omhlaba
ye lapha ngibona sibili ukuthi nxa ukhangela umbuso lo uTrump eqalisile ukungena khona lapho ngoJanuwari kuze fika sona lesi sikhathi ukhanya ngathi kulokuxokozela okukhulu kulokuxokozela khonapho ekhaya ukuthi abantu bangathi abasaboni ukuthi kathi uTrump ubengena elandeni ngoba nxa ungakhangela kuhle kuhle okunye okwamenza wanqoba kukhetho lolu wanqotshiswa ukuthi umumo wezenotho intengo yezinto yayingathi iphezulu lanxa uhulumende lo omunye waphumayo wayezama ukuthi aphozise ukukhwela kwentengo kodwa ke yena wasetikitela ke uthi mina ngingena ngelanga lokuqala intengo yezinto izahle yehle abantu bebekukhangelele khona kuzokulenyanga half kungazange kwenzakale njalo nxa ukhangela kukhanya ngathi ngomthelo lo awufakayo lo okujezisa impahla ezingenayo zivela kwamanye amazwe uzakhweza futhi intengo yezinto zisiya phezulu lokho ngikhangela ngokwangaphakathi okwangaphakathi ke nqabe ukukhangeleka akulokuxokozela akulakuthula laba bamvotelayo abasakwazi ukuthi okuyikho ikuphi ngoba usuke wathatha isikhathi eside esokuthi alungise izinto wasesibeka kulokho okuthiwa idodge lokho laba bazama ukuthi bephule indleko zikahulumende baqotha abantu benze lakhona oko sokuphinda kusenza kusiba ukuxokozela nxa ungakhangela ke nxa sikhangela ngezangaphandle kwelizwe lokho esithi foreign policy ukhangele kakhulu khonapho eRussia leUkraine leNATO ukuthi iNATO ungathi kasafuni yena ukuthi America ikhokhele usengathi uyabalahla abesengathi uya nganxanye ubuya nganxanye kwakhona lakho afika cha umntwana umntwana echawe ngumdala yiko kungathi kuyakhathaza khona lapho
ye siyabonga baba Mthombeni ukuchasisa kweni lapha na Mr. Bejana coming back to you seeing that most Americans are looking forward to tonight's speech. Can we say it's just the Americans or it's the whole world that is looking forward to this speech today?
Well, there's a very big focus on the new American foreign policy. I think the previous speaker kind of alluded to this, that part of what Trump is doing is a little bit unprecedented. It's new. A lot of the previous presidents have not vouched to take a new approach to how America relates to the rest of the world. The American foreign policy ever since the end of the Second World War has been very, very has been unchanged. I think at this point we might as well say it has been mundane. It hasn't been dynamic as things have changed in the world. So I expect that mostly European leaders are going to be tuned in to this speech. They want to hear from the horse mouth. They want to hear the President of the United States speak to Congress, which is another critical branch of the American government, about his shift in thinking in terms of foreign policy. You see, for an example, let's talk about U.S. aid. You know, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency realized that there was a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in how taxpayers' funds were being used internationally through U.S. aid, and they shut it down. That's a very big change ever since USAID was created by President John F. Kennedy in 1963. So things like that need to be ironed out. And we have heard also rumors from the halls of power that Trump is actually meditating on withdrawing the United States from NATO. You see, these are things that he needs to explain as well. And I definitely understand that, why he would do that, considering that previous American administration and the State Department have always looked at Russia as an adversary, whilst at the same time not being honest about their provocative behaviors towards Russia in terms of expanding NATO and making NATO to be quite threatening and encapsulating all of Russia's little neighbors who used to be in the Soviet Union into the NATO alliance. So you expect that the security sector here at home and in Europe and in China and in Russia, you know, the foreign policy establishment, the security establishment, they are all going to be tuned in so that they better understand where the President of the United States is taking the country. It's really important for people to understand that presidential powers are real powers. Presidents do actually have the power to fashion their vision and to change the world. This hasn't been the case lately ever since, I'd say, Ronald Reagan, you know, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama. They didn't really spend time in crafting the best foreign policy that they could. In fact, they weren't proactive. They were mostly reactive.
So Trump is coming on the scene as an ambitious dreamer. He has a huge vision that he wants to use to reshape the global place, the global political, geopolitical, and even historical landscape. So this is going to be a very important speech. We've also touched on how his foreign policy is also, you know, critically related to his economic policy, where we're talking about reshoring some of America's critical economic sectors that have been offshored to China, to Taiwan, to Vietnam, to India and other foreign countries. So you see, President Trump is standing as a very pivotal revolutionary leader here. And being that revolutionary leader that he has fashioned himself to be and proven to be in the last 6 weeks, the global audience is tuned in. They want to know what his next steps are. And be it in the business community or in the security establishment or in the foreign policy establishment, everybody is curious to know so that they can also make decisions in whatever they do too.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bejana. Prof. Masocha, tava kupendera chirongwa. Manzwa shatora na wa Bejana. Munga tuwa kuditi chipendera chirongwa chanasa.
Zvandingango da kuwedzera pandezvo kuti chimwe chiri kunatsokusanzwisisika navanhu vomuAmerica pamwe chete nevepasi rose ndecho ndingati leadership yavaTrump kuti vanowisisa here politics to be a politician kana kuti vari kushandisa utongi hwomubhizinesi mupolitics. Nokuti tichitarisa isu vanoongorora nezvematongerwo enyika, nyika haingasimbi kunzi nyika yakasimba kana kuti nyika ndiyo iri kutungamira dzimwe nyika dzose dzapasi rose kana ichirwisana neshamwari dzadzo dzamakore tingati isu matarif wars iwayaya ari kuitika pamwe chete nokuwithdraw aid kune dzimwe shamwari dzamakore akawanda wanda. Hazvizoite here kuti America ive isolated? Hazvizoite here kuti simba routongi hweAmerica pasi rose hudzakire kana betsero yaitiwa dzimwe nyika isati ichabetserwa like vana South Africa aid inenge yakahwithdraw ikoko? Nokuti kune zvakawanda zvetinenge tichiwana kunyika idzodzo dzatinenge tichipa zvatinenge tichipa. Saka ndionatsokuti confusion iyoyo kuti vanhu vanoda kunatsokuona kuti hurumende yeAmerica ichafamba negwara ripi zveyonge yoita sokuti yava kufamba sokuti ibusiness idzo dziri politics. Zviviri izvi zvakasiyana.
Tinotenda
kwangu ini kusimbisa nyika pamwe tinoda kunatsokutarisisa side repolitical leadership. Nemhaka yemaleader achijoina NATO, utongi ngati ushamwari hweNATO, it's not going to be easy for America to get out of that. Nokuti handi president unokwanisa kubudisa America muNATO kwakaiswa mutemo wakatotungamirirwa naSecretary of State vaMarco Rubio kuisa mutemo wekuti president wega wega uchazenge achitonga America. Ashaiwe simba rokuburitsa America muNATO, simba ringe richibva kuSenate neCongress. Saka vaTrump havana simba, vangangotaura zvavo kuti asi handioni zviri zvinhu zvinovanyore zvinenge zviri easy for him kubuda muNATO.
Tinotenda Prof. Masocha. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yabva yati mhanyei. Sibonga kakhulu kuti lenelisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lwanamhlanje. Sibonga uProf Masocha, umnumzana Mthombeni kanye lomnumzana Bejana ukuthi benelisa ukungena kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, lapho ade sikhuluma ngombiko kamongameli esikhalele ukuthi ube usethulwa-ke namhlanje ntambama. Sizaphinda sihlangane njalo sikhuluma ngokuthi kuyini okwethulwe ngumongameli. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Jabakangcobo.